Look at this sugar packet. It's really nothing special. I mean, its street resale value is probably under a penny. You could probably sneak in the restaurant nearest you, look the waitress square in the eye, put 20 of these in your pocket, and walk the fuck out. She won't even care. But this sugar packet is magical. This sugar packet has meaning. This sugar packet can change a life. You see, I was at a restaurant with a friend and scribbled something on this packet during a conversation about comfort zones. I had a pen, but no paper, so this sugar packet became my writing pad. We were talking about where the interesting stuff in life comes from, where growth comes from. Now, it rarely comes from the regular shit we do 98% of the day. So where does it come from? Well, it comes from the edge cases. It comes from stretching the limits. It comes from the absolute edges of what's possible. Imagine you're flying a plane. You're bored and your eyes try to start sneaking a peek at what the guy on the laptop next to you is writing. And all of a sudden, the plane just jolts and starts shaking. And the turbulence picks up really hard. The seatbelt light, bing, chimes on. The stewardesses actually rush to take their seats. And all of a sudden, you start believing in God again and fastening your seatbelt tighter. Now, let's pause and ask ourselves this question. When they tested if this plane was safe to fly, how harsh did they make the test? I mean, when you fly, 98% of the time, it's smooth sailing, right? So wouldn't they stress test the plane based on that smooth sailing? Fuck no. I wouldn't want to fly in a plane that's only tested in smooth weather. I want Boeing to rag the hell out of their planes during testing. I want them to leave one out in the desert, let it sit through hailstorms, strip the paint off, let some rats hang out in the engine, simulate 20 years of wear and tear and neglect, and then put that fucker through the worst possible hurricane-like weather imaginable. Only through these extreme conditions does Boeing realize the strengths and weaknesses of their plane and can then make it stronger. Well, I'm not an airplane, and neither are you, but our strengths, weaknesses, and limits are found through that small percentage of the time when we are pushed out of our comfort zones. It also happens to be where the growth is found. So staying within a comfortable state without testing boundaries leads to little growth. I mean, relationships, business, health, all of these are pushed to grow through uncomfort. So if you're not a little uncomfortable today, you're probably doing it wrong. Oh, and that sugar packet I was talking about, want to see what I wrote on it? Well, look at it on the blog. This is Neville Medora. Good night.